Welcome back to the Short Stories Podcast. It is the second season. This is the sixth episode. I hope you all are having an amazing week, as I am. And we returned to school. I mean, most of us have, at least. And, I mean, kind of back to normal after spring break. Let me know what you guys did over spring break. I really want to know. Like, did you guys go somewhere or whatever? But you can comment on my Instagram at Short Stories Podcast, okay? Okay, today we are going to be doing a few sections as usual. First of all, we're going to be doing the Story Corps. We're going to be listening to that podcast clip. And then we are going to be looking into our crime time with this man that was charged with a hate crime in New York City, Asian subway rider attack, according to Fox News. And instead of having a featured guest, which we cannot have today, we have we're going to be reading some quotes that are supposed to be funny, inappropriate, and just to end the podcast with a rather fun note, if you know what I mean. Okay, so, oh yeah, also guys, I don't know if I told you this, but, like, so at my work, there was this guy, I don't know if I told you guys, but there was this car that literally just went straight into a, like, this bush and tree when I was at my work. I'm work at a fast food restaurant, so I was passing out my food, and this person, as I was passing the food out, the person that I was giving the food to and I were both witnesses and saw that this car just went straight across these parking spots, which were empty, luckily, straight into the tree and bush on purpose, but I guess that this guy's flip-flop actually got caught on the gas is what he said, and my manager saw that I was a witness, so then I had to give her my contact information, which kind of made me feel excited, like, ooh, what if I was in a court case or something, because, I don't know, I just feel like that's something I want to do someday with solving crimes and all that. And it was just an accident. So, I mean, it was kind of a big deal when we were there watching it. But maybe not to, like, the whole country or anything. Okay, we are going to be listening to StoryCorps.com. They are real-life stories where they have stories of our time in America. And today there's one that we're going to be looking at. And it's a funeral director, first responder, and father says that you're stronger than you feel. And we're going to be listening to what their story is. And they also say, there's a quote that says, when everybody is running away from the danger, we run towards it, from this person.
When you got called to, you scared?
Any responder will tell you that it's part of our makeup that when everybody's running away from the danger, we run towards it. It's just part of the fiber of my being, I guess, to go to where there's this kind of a need.
All you ever see is this.
I mean, that'd be amazing. Like, you're the one that goes towards the danger and, like, is the one fighting instead of being the coward. That would be awesome.
Up on the news. And you calling me up and telling me you're going to New York, I was terrified. Knowing your personality made that 10 times worse because I knew if somebody dropped on the street having symptoms, you would be the first person to pick them up and run them to the hospital.
This sounds like this person, so it shows a woman and a man, and I think the man is the one that's talking and the woman's the one describing, talking about and to him. Like, I mean, yeah, sounds like a really nice person. That would, like, not thinking about themselves, they would just go for it and help others instead of thinking selfishly about themselves if, like, they got COVID. But, I mean, that's a great thing, what they're doing.
Right, the fact that you can catch COVID also. But I was also proud because you are that person. How did New Yorkers respond to you guys being there?
On our first day, people pulled their cars over and got out of their cars, and they started applauding. People on bicycles and people on the sidewalk would shout, thank you. And as long as I live, I'll never forget this sight. As we were walking right in the middle of an intersection, a disabled veteran stood up out of his wheelchair. And
that's amazing. I mean, disabled standing up? Wow.
He saluted as we walked by. It was incredibly moving, and that sight will never leave me.
It's your attitude toward helping people that made me want to work with patients who have brain tumors. And I would rather run into the fire with my cancer patients instead of just taking the easy way. And that is your doing, because you always were there to tell me, don't do it the easy way, do it the right way.
I think...
Ooh, that's a good quote. Like, don't do it the easy way, but the hard way. Or, no, the right way, sorry. Don't do it the easy way, do it the right way. Because life's not going to be easy, guys. It's pretty true.
Think of you as this warrior and living up to your middle name, Valerie, for Valor. I hope you remember that you are smarter than you think and you're stronger than you feel.
I'm very proud to be your daughter.
I will always love you, darling.
Wow. Looks like they had like a father-daughter relationship. That's who it was. But I think it says, okay, the title of this is A Funeral Director, First Responder, and Father, You're Stronger Than You Feel. So it looks like this guy, this elderly man, Dan Flynn, had a passion for helping people, and he was a funeral director, so I mean, I see why he was helping people. And he was this really great person that was just serving in COVID, even despite what other people might have thought, like, why are you gonna get COVID? Oh my goodness. Like, he was not being selfish, and his daughter was proud of that. And he inspired her to, you know, do brain surgery, or not brain surgery, like tumor cancer patient stuff, like with surgery or whatever it is that she did. Wow. Okay. That was a good StoryCorps. These are based on true stories. So you can also just search up StoryCorps and go to their website for that. Okay, next up, guys, it's crime time right now. Crime time. And today we are looking at this recent news of a man charged with hate crime in New York City Asian subway rider attack. And it said, let's read about this. This is recent. This is an according to Fox News. A Bronx man has been charged with a hate crime, Fox News has learned, in the alleged assault of a 68-year-old Asian subway rider in Lower Manhattan last week. Mark Matthew, 36, allegedly repeatedly attacked Narang Bodhi, a Sri Lankan immigrant on a northbound number one train last Friday. A witness to the assault told the New York Post the attack was racially motivated. Witness George Okrepi, oh my goodness, these people, whoever is living in New York, like, these people are probably travelers, but they have weird last names. Witness George Okrepki, I would just say their last names are kind of hard to pronounce. Maybe not weird, but 56 said Matthew approached Bodhi and screamed, "You Asian," and like hurt him. All of a sudden, the guy was just on top of the elderly woman, doing a stabbing motion, just hitting him over the head. Okrepki said, within seconds, blood was all over the victim. Okrepki said he was tried to intervene. He too told New York Daily News, "I was in a state of shock. It's an incredibly disgusting attack on an Asian American," Okrepki continued. "I tried to go after them, but he took off." Matthew has also been charged with felony assault. Wow. Let's see what the footage has to say and we can listen in.
March in New York City this weekend, protesting hate crimes against Asian Americans, one of many demonstrations after last week's deadly shootings at massage parlors in the Atlanta area.
Okay, that was just crazy. I don't know. I looked a little far ahead and it was, I don't know, not good for what we're talking about right now, but I just think that the Asian, like, thingy, like, honestly, I don't see Asian hate, like, where I am, but I don't know what it's like in other places. Like, it's kind of, I feel like, I know, I think it's like Black Lives Matter promoted this like Asian protest thing, and I mean, I do not support the organization Black Lives Matter. I don't support like those types of protests. Like, why would the Asian, if it said Asian Lives Matter, why would that be any different if it's coming from, like, the same Black Lives Matter organization, essentially? But I do believe that Black Lives do matter, and that Asian Lives do matter, just not the organizations, because things behind things can lead to, like, you know, it's not all that great, guys. And, I mean, you guys have your own opinions, I understand. This is just my opinion, especially what I've grown up believing, all of this stuff. Okay, we'll be right back from our ad break, and then we're going to be looking at some really funny quotes, and they're all safe, is what it says. Welcome back from the ad break. Okay, so right now we are going to be looking at some quotes. This website has 101 funny quotes that will make you laugh out loud, and they're safe for work is what it says, but we're not going to read all 101 unless they're really that short. Okay, the first quote is, "I'm sick of following my dreams, man. I'm just going to ask where they're going and hook them up later." Hook up with them later, wow. Oh, I get it. They're trying to find their dreams because they want to do it later and not now. Wow. Awesome. Okay, the next quote. "Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room." And also the last quote, but was by Mitch Hedberg. I'm going to be saying their, you know, the, who said the quotes. I just forgot to do that in the last one, sorry. Okay, "Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room." Which makes no sense. That's probably why it's funny. It's by President Merkin Muffley, Peter Sellers from Doctor Strange Love. Number 3. "My mother always used to say, the older you get, the better you get, unless you're a banana." Rose, Betty White from The Golden Girls. Oh my goodness. That's kind of actually funny. Like, unless you're a banana. Yeah, if you get older, you get grosser if you're a banana, and that's probably what I was trying to say about the banana. Okay, number 4. "Halloween is the beginning of the holiday shopping season. That's for women. The beginning of the holiday shopping season for men is Christmas Eve." David Letterman. That's probably, I don't really get that one that well, because I know my dad doesn't even really like shopping unless it's like hunting stuff, but maybe Christmas Eve, because they're like, wives might be not be like out and about, but I feel like, no, that's wrong. Okay, never mind, scratch that. Number 5. "Before you criticize someone, you should walk a mile in their shoes. That way, when you criticize them, you're a mile away from them and you have their shoes." That's talking about, like, if you you want to tell somebody, like, oh, I don't like this about you or whatever, you should literally, what if you actually walked a mile in their shoes, then you wouldn't be able to, they wouldn't be able to hear you, and it wouldn't be offensive. Okay, number 6. "Bob, looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately." Peter, "I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob." Bob, Paul Wilson, and Peter, Ron Livingstone, Office Space. That makes total sense. He wasn't actually missing it, but he was literally like, you know, when you miss work, you don't actually miss it. You just don't go. Okay, let's see another quote. The next one. Before you marry a person, you should first make them use a computer with slow internet to see who they really are. Will Ferrell. Oh my goodness, that's so true. Like, with the internet slow, like, you could see some people have patience, some people don't have patience, and if you really want to see how their real personality is, that's how you get them, with the slow internet. Okay, number 9. I love being married. It's so great to find that one special person you want to annoy for the rest of your life. I don't know if that's all for everybody, but I mean, sometimes it is, you can annoy people, and even your spouse. Let's see. Number 10. Ned, I would love to stand here and talk with you, but I'm not going to. Phil Connors, Bill Murray, Groundhog Day. Oh, he doesn't want to stand there and talk to him because I think he's being sarcastic, guys. Let's see. Okay, number 11. When your mother asks, do you want a piece of advice? It is a mere formality. It doesn't matter if you answer yes or no. You're going to get it anyway. Irma Bombeck. That's totally true. Parents are like, oh, do you want to hear this? And we're like, no. And then they're like, okay, I'll tell you anyways. Okay, number 12. I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with them. Phyllis Diller. Oh my goodness. That's like a person that you, like, oh yeah, like if you weren't rich growing up, your parents weren't not rich when you grew up, and then your kid turns out to be like a brain surgeon or something, and they're like rich, then obviously you're gonna be like wanting to tell them without telling them that you want to move in with them because they have all the stuff that you can get. Okay, number 13. Never follow anyone else's path. Unless you're in the woods and you're lost and you see a path, then by all means follow that path. I think that's funny. I think when she's talking about someone else's path, she's talking about like how they live life, but she's talking about, you know, obviously a path. In a forest. Insomnia sharpens your math skills because you spend all night calculating how much sleep you'll get if you're able to fall asleep right now. Anonymous. I don't know if I get that one, but... oh, you could sharpen your math skills when you're trying to figure out when you're going to sleep, huh? Okay. Breaking up is like knocking over a Coke machine. You can't do it in one push. You gotta rock it back and forth a few times, and then it goes over. Seinfeld from Seinfeld. That's totally true. I mean, I've never, like, done that, but if you broke up with somebody, obviously it's like kicking a Coke machine. It's like, I'm still want to be with you, but then sometimes I don't. It's like, I don't know, I actually don't know what it's like, but I'm just saying, it's like, that's definitely what it's like. People, like, stay together, and then they don't, and they're like, finally, it's over. It's totally true. Let's see. I walk around like everything's fine, but deep down, inside my shoe, my sock is sliding off. I think that's talking about literally and literally inside, and inside your heart. But sometimes it does feel very uncomfortable when your sock is sliding off of your shoe. And you're walking around and it's just so annoying. Especially when you're wearing boots, guys. Okay. Oh, I used to sell furniture for a living. The trouble was, it was my own. Les Dawson. Yeah. They wanted to sell it, but they couldn't because they didn't have what it was to make it. I don't know. That's kind of confusing, but not really. Oh, this is a good one. Someone asked me, if I were stranded on an island, what book would I bring? How to Build a Boat. Stephen Wright. That's definitely a really good one because then you know how to actually get out. That's kind of funny, huh? Oh, Ted Stryker. Surely you can't be serious. By the way, that's spelled S-U-R-E-L-Y. Somebody says, Dr. Rumack, I am serious. And don't call me Shirley, as in the name Shirley. Ted Stryker, Robert Hayes, and Dr. Rumack, Leslie Nielsen, Airplane. That's definitely, like, kind of funny, because, like, you don't get that a name. That's the thing with American language. You don't get, like, a name or a word is very similar to another one. Ooh, I never feel more alone than when I am trying to put sunscreen on my back. Jimmy Kimmel. That's so true, guys. I like you're trying to do it by yourself, because then you're like, oh, wait. I wish I could ask someone. Like, I usually have somebody else help me sometimes. But some people, I don't know, it's just not, yeah. Okay, another one. Being a mom means never buying the right amount of produce. Either everyone loves grapes and a week's worth are eaten in one afternoon, or fruit flies are congregating around my rotting bananas. Lessons from the minivan. That's so true. Like, you know, like, if you're a parent, you probably will be like, where the kids, like, never get exactly what they want because they're always not going to want something. Okay, oh, this one's kind of funny. Stanfields, describe your perfect date. Cheryl, that's a tough one. I'd have to say April 25th because it's not too hot and not too cold. All you need is a light jacket. Stanfields, William Shatner, and Cheryl Fraser, Heather Burns, Miss Congeniality. That's so funny. Like, you're like, oh, do you want to go on a date? And it's like, actually, my favorite date is my birthday. Like, you can't really say. Unless you're kind of stupid. Like, it kind of sounds like this person. Okay, we're going to do one more. This one's kind of funny. Common sense is like deodorant. The people who need it most never use it. Anonymous. That's so true. Common sense, like, a lot of people, like, will be dumb and they'll be like, oh, I don't need that, and then they end up hurting themselves or something because they don't take advice. Wow. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. I know I feel like that was a pretty short podcast today, but if you have any ideas, please, please, please contact me at osubeavergirl21@gmail.com or at Short Stories Podcast on Instagram. And if you guys have any stories or advice for me, please contact me there. I will put links to the story corpse thing and also the quotes if you want to check out more funny quotes like that. See you guys next week. Adios. Thanks for listening.